today, in the discovery, in the lecture, we covered a few subjects on Vaishnava, on Sadhu Sangha. Today, during the workshop, we now want to go deep into those subjects. How does it happen that bhakti comes from the devotees? How do we associate in a way that that our road becomes free? So often we have seen in our spiritual lives that association seems to be a two-edged sword, ein zweischneidiges Messer. Sometimes in association we have the very, very best experiences when we elevate ourselves, when we go home after an encounter with devotees and we feel really inspired. But at other times our heart remains empty. So today we will address the one question: how do we make the best out of association? How do we help in our association others to develop the best within themselves? Now, to start, we want to obtain the blessings of Vaishnavas, and we want to sing this beautiful song which you have before you. It is really a song which has a very, very interesting story behind it. This song was written by a Brahmana who, in the beginning of his spiritual life, did not know how to associate with devotees. He was a Brahmana who felt offended that he could not join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan in the house of Srivast Thakur, and who therefore wanted to blaspheme and discredit Srivast Thakur. He put some articles before the house of Srivast Thakur, which were used in tantric ritual. In tantric ritual, you do five things. You drink alcohol, you eat meat, you have sex with, these really heavy sex. I don't want to tell you what you do there. And two other things: to really contact the shadow, the mode of ignorance, and then somehow they want to go through the shadow to some other level. So these articles, which are used for this black tantric stuff, was put by this Brahmana before the house of Srivast Thakur. He wanted that all the pious people in the morning who came past the house thought, oh, now we know why they make so much noise in the night in Srivast Thakur's house. They do this black tantra there. Here are the articles. It is clear. It's almost as if I would visit Gaurahari's room, and before the room I find a revolver. Then I think Gaurahari in the night is Jack the Killer, this was what the Brahmana did. He wanted to discredit Srivast Thakur. So later he developed, as a result of his Vaishnav offense, he developed leprosy. And one day Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to the place where this leper was sitting, and where his body was melting away from this leprous disease. He came by, this leper said, "Forgive me, forgive me." And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "No! May you be in hell for many lives." The leper fainted. And the next day, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came. "Please forgive me. I'm suffering. I offended your devotees. Now my body is inflicted by an incurable disease. Please, please forgive me." "No!" Then he said, "Go to Shiva's Thakur and ask him for forgiveness. You have made an offense against him. This offense will be only removed by him. Go, go, fast." The leper went and fell at the feet of Shiva's Thakur. Shiva's Thakur, he didn't even think it was an offense. I'm fallen, he said. "No, I'm fallen," said this leper. "Forgive me." And then Shiva's Thakur said, "Yes, may you become a devotee of the Lord." So this Brahman was later initiated by Devakinandan, by the name Devakinandan. He got the name Devakinandan Das. And he always knew in his mind, if I offend devotees, there's a great problem in my life. But if I get the mercy of a devotee, even the greatest problem can be solved. And with this consciousness, he wrote this song. This is a song which, when you have made offenses against devotees, you should sing this. Or if you want the blessings of devotees, then you should also sing it. Who wants blessings? Oh, good, good. I want. So in these workshops, we really work. What we do is we do practices. We sing and we discuss and so on. Let us just go to the translation. Please look at the lines. He says, first of all, he offers his obeisances to the devotees in Vrindavan. Then he worships the devotees in Neelachal Jagannath Puri. Then he worships all types of devotees. And finally, in text 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes? Ye deshe, baishe gorangera gan. Do you have it? He says, with upraised arms, I worship the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's dear devotees wherever they may reside, especially in Abenteuer. Oh, sorry, this is here a new thing. With straw in my teeth, next verse please, I worship the lotus feet of all the servants of Mahaprabhu that ever were in the past or that ever will be in the future. You can imagine, 500 years back, Devakinanda lies on the floor, his head points towards Goloka Dham, and in the future, Goloka, this is called Goloka Dham, and he offers the obeisances to us, which are here in the future. Isn't that a wonderful idea? In the Vedas and the Puranas, it is said that each of the dear devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu has the potency to deliver the entire universe. Because through a real devotee, in whose heart Krishna is, Krishna's potency goes through. Hare Krishna. So you can read the whole song in the pause. But for now, let us sing it. Vrindavana basi jata Vaishnavera. A little deeper. Vrindavana basi jata Vaishnava raga Vrindavana vasidatha Vaishnava Brahmevan Dana Kori Sabara Sana. Navadvipa Nila Nila Chala Pasijata Mahaprabhur Kana Nila Chala Tia Vandan Sabara Chara Omite Bariya Vandan Sabara Chara Vasijata Mahaprabhu Bhakta Navadvipa Vasijata Mahaprabhu Sabara charana vandan hananu rakta Sabara charana vandan hananu rakta Mahaprabhu Bhakta Jata Gaura Deshe Stiti Mahaprabhu Bhakta Jata Gaura Deshe Sabara charana vandan kariya pranati Sabara charana vandan kariya pranati With upraised arms, I worship the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's dear devotees, wherever they may reside. Ye deshe, I say, Gaurangera Gana Ye deshe baise Gaurangera Gana kori vandan sabarat sada. With straw in my teeth, I worship the lotus feet of all the servants of Mahaprabhu that ever were in the past or that ever will be in the future. Anachena haibena Prabhu Jatha Datta Anachena Hoi Benana Prabhu Jatha Datta Sabada Charana Vandan Dante Kori Gatva Sabacharan Nam Sandan Dante Kori Gatva. We go now to the verse which is the last before the last. The great wealth of prema is very rare in this world. But by somehow obtaining it, all the desires are fulfilled. When one has prema, one achieves freedom from the clutches of Yamaraj. Sarva bancha siddhi hoya yama banda chute. Sarva bancha siddhi hoya yama banda chute. Jagate dulaba hana prema dana lute. Jagate dulaba hana prema dana lute. And the last verse is a verse where the author expresses his desire to quickly get prema through the mercy of devotees. So please sing. Manerava sanapuna nachirathe haiya. Manerava sanapuna achirate haya. O devakinan dana dasa elobekaya. Devaki nandana dasa elobeko. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
I once asked a great Vaishnav scholar who's now becoming older, Fakir Mohan. I said, Fakir Mohan, I feel in my spiritual path there are many obstacles, stumbling stones. What do you think I should do? I feel also that when I chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I just don't come to that inner space where I contact Krishna. Is there a remedy? Then he said, O Bhakti Shuranta Saraswati Thakur. You know, this is how he speaks. He's more than 80 years old. He said, you know, this is how he speaks, very, that you need to sing this song, because when you take shelter at the lotus feet of the devotees through this prayer, your obstacles will be removed by the strength of their lotus feet. And then when I heard him saying this, I remembered a letter which Srila Prabhupada once had sent to one of my godbrothers. This godbrother was in problems. You know, there was bad astrological constellation, and he had one problem after the other. It was really, in German we say, er war ein Unglücksrabe. You know, everything went wrong, in other words, in his life. And Prabhupada said, there are no difficulties. With one kick of my feet, I can remove all the stumbling blocks in your life. In other words, if we have the mercy of a devotee, then it's only a matter of time before the walls of obstacles break down. But if we don't have the mercy of a devotee, if we don't have Vaishnav Kripa, it's very difficult to move alone on this path, because alone we are so weak. See, why are the devotees of Krishna so much praised? It's because the mercy of Krishna comes through them into this world. Let me give you an example. We all want water, right? to drink water. From where do you get your water? From the, well, in the city, from the water faucet, in the nature, from the springs. So, in spiritual life, you get Krishna's mercy very often through his devotees. So his devotees are very, very important. Therefore, I want to show you a movie now, where we see Srila Prabhupada coming to America. The movie is called Prabhupada on Hippie Hill. Prabhupada auf dem Hippie Hügel. And I want you to look at this movie. It's one of the first movies in our movement, where you will be able to see how Prabhupada came in the midst of the, what is it called, counterculture, and he has his madanga there, and he just made kirtan because he thought if they sing the Lord's holy name, these people will become purified in their consciousness. At that time, Prabhupada used to say this very nicely, I have not come to teach you. I have only come to request you to please chant Hare Krishna, purify your consciousness, and understand your spiritual identity. It's called in Sanskrit Siddha Deha, your spiritual body, your constitutional position. So I would like you now to watch this movie, Prabhupada in the midst of the jungle, so to say, of Hippie Hill. And I will ask you to just watch his expression, to just see a little bit what he did, what he does. Try to get the atmosphere. Try to imagine you are there. And remember our first point. Bhakti comes from the... You know everything. Because, remember why? Because through the meeting with the devotee, your matihi, mati was your orientation, your inner desire, is awakened. So please, you watch this and you imagine you are there. Nanda Rani Priya, you are not a doctor in Switzerland, you are a hippie on Hippie Hill. Okay. This original sound. So you can see, most of these young people are really under drugs. They may have spent the whole night with the Grateful Dead, that was a group at that time. and they play all kinds of instruments. There is a trumpet in the distance. There is a bass guitar. Can you hear this? Boom, boom, boom. This is the... And they go into trance. And Srila Prabhupada is there, the generator of bhakti. It's very difficult for us to see what the people feel. But if you watch their expression, they go into a meditative place, which we all know is the sacred space inside. And it happens to them because Srila Prabhupada is there, a pure devotee who begs Krishna to open that door. If you want to have these films, you can have this information. Oh, Gaurahari, remember, this is Tompkins Square Park. In Tompkins Square Park, in this park, the devotees used to every day go. See, Jagannath is also there. And Srila Prabhupada would be with them. And Prabhupada would stand under one tree. And from there he would sing, and this whole park would be filled with young hippies who later became devotees. This is the power of a devotee. Hare Krishna. I think we can... I mean, I'd love to see this movie with you to the end of time, but maybe we should stop here. This next point which we want to have to do is we want to see about the six points or six forms of exchange which we talked about. Who remembers, please, what are these six points of exchanges? You remember, when you exchange like this with devotees, the spiritual energy starts to flow. Because, let me remind you, we communicate all the time, but we don't connect, especially we Germans don't connect. Wir Deutschen treten gar nicht in Verbindung, wenn wir kommunizieren, weil wir so geschlossene Herzen haben. You have to visit us at the Serbian summer camp and you will feel like Dr. Meister from Switzerland who felt these people have a heart, isn't it? It was, I remember how you talk. Please come to the Balkans, to the Serbian summer camp and meet people with a heart. You know, it will be an experience for you, but it's sometimes also not a spiritual art. You know, they are very they are also fallen souls like we are, but at least they have a heart. You know, it only needs to be made spiritual now. Yes, these forms of exchange open the six forms of open the heart and help you to connect with people. Ramgopal, communication alone is not enough. Connecting, it's all about connecting. Then the door opens. And you can go into that sacred space. So there were six activities which we should do to connect with what? With the devotees in a mood of affection. You know everything. Good. Can I have a quick show of hands? What are these six ways? You will need to know this, be attentive, because very soon I will ask you to make an exercise on this. It's so much known that you... Radha Kripa. To give prasadam and accept prasadam. You don't know why some of us laugh. Radha Kripa is a cook, you know, and she often gives prasadam, and she has to learn to accept a little bit more prasadam because weight needs to be more heavyweight. Yes. Good. Reveal your mind and inquire confidentially. And give gifts and accept gifts. My dear devotees, if you want to go into this, you have to learn to accept. It's always about accepting. I found out in my life, I constantly try to give people, but when people give something to me, I have problems to accept it. I don't accept love, usually. You know, that is not... I'm usually not doing that. And then it's not complete. It needs two, you know, it needs an exchange. So I want to now ask you to turn to your neighbor. And wait a minute, and I will tell you what you should do. And I want to that you discuss a question. When you were in serious trouble, please remember how a devotee came into your life and helped you. Remember a situation when you were at a turning point in your life. It could also mean that when you were in material life and a devotee came to you and somehow touched your heart, opened your heart for Krishna consciousness. You should tell this to your neighbor. So we look for something. I would really love, maybe Radha Kripa, you have this good handwriting. You could be our writer-ji. There are 3 points which you can discuss about. The first is when you were in trouble and you were helped by a devotee. You can write down help in trouble. No? Help when in trouble. The second question, which maybe you can ask, how did devotees help you when you came to a turning point in your life? Do you know what is a turning point? It's when you are in a certain situation and you know and you feel and you want to go forward, and then you meet devotees and devotees help you to meet forward. I want to say, for instance, in my life, I wanted since many, many years to come more turning point, help a turning point. Yeah. Help a turning point. When I was in I wanted to come to Vrindavan for many, many years. And then one day, my friend Burijan Prabhu sits down with me and says, I know you want to go more forward in your spiritual life. I know you want to do service in Vrindavan. And I know you don't know how to do it. Here is what you should do. Both of us should offer retreats. So then 10 years or 11 years now back, we went together. We simply sat together under a tree. I still remember it. There were a few people around us, and we made our first Govardhan retreat. From this, it has grown now into a very, very nice Govardhan retreat. We use 2 ashrams, and we are in the process of building a retreat center, which is not so easy because in Vrindavan there is the Brijbasi Mafia trying to get higher prices and so on. But we will do it, you know. We will get them. So I was at the turning point. I wanted to come to Vrindavan and a devotee helped me to do service. And now I'm again at a turning point. I want to stay more in Vrindavan. And 2 devotees have come in my life. They are younger devotees, younger than me. But they are preaching to me that we should make our base, and you should make your base in Vrindavan, and so on. And I feel it's Krishna working through these devotees, calling me near to him. So that's a turning point. I wanted to advance. Another turning point was, I was not really clear how I should do my spiritual life. and I was really just about to make a big mistake in my life when I came to one older devotee, and he said to me just, and he talked for me to 2 hours, you should have more faith in the holy name, and you should chant 64 rounds a day. And you know, he really preached to me, and I did what he said, and I just, something opened in my life, and I came to a good place. So this is just to help you. Please turn to your neighbor now, and discuss with your neighbor one of the two points. When you got help when you were in trouble, or when you got help when you came to a turning point. 2 questions are enough, Radha Kripa. So start now, please. Music, eh? I was watching you secretly, and I noticed how, you know, in this process of opening the hearts and revealing something which is quite confidential, you know, when you were in trouble and how you received help or help at a turning point in the life, that's something private, something personal. And I think you noticed as you were revealing your mind and hearing what the devotee would say and how the devotee would talk about his experience, that something very, very wonderful happened. See, as we will see a little bit later in more detail, when Krishna sees people interacting with each other and doing these 6 forms of exchanges, you know, we were doing now one, revealing our mind. I mean, next time I will most probably send you in the kitchen and ask you to cook something for someone else. But that takes a lot of time, you know. But revealing our mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially is such a nice thing, because Krishna likes when his devotees talk about him. And when his devotees together, the word here is together, try to reach him, then Krishna, who's listening in the heart, is becoming very very much drawn into such a conversation. And often in such conversations, you all of a sudden will see solutions to a question. Solutions to a problem or answers to a question which you have, which are clearly not coming from you, nor from the other person, but from a third person who's there in that exchange. And that third person who's called into the exchange is Krishna. It's such a wonderful process that there are now movements about it. Here in Goloka Dham, we have the Hotonana Podo Kolo. So how is it, Ram Gopal? This Haitian method, no? Yeah. So, nicht? It's a method you can learn from Vaishnava. One devotee has published a book on it, and this, now he has published a second book on this which is on this way of revealing your mind, really, and inquiring confidentially, of connecting with people. And imagine, this book is on the fifth place of the German best-selling lists of books on the esoteric field, isn't it? Wie heißt das nochmal, diese Hohenhoek? Ja, wieder richtig machen. Yes. So it's a method really of doing what we do here to reveal our mind in confidence and really connect with people, because the more and amazing conflict resolutions happen even in firms, in companies and so on, because the moment people, the art is connect, not just communicate, connect on a deeper spiritual level, especially when devotees do it who have Krishna as a center, then all of a sudden Krishna jumps into this or comes into this exchange and solves everything. It is my experience in my life that instead of running away from difficult situations, go right into them and with one rule, to really talk seriously and absolutely open with Krishna in the center, with the goal to reach Krishna, and you will see miracles come in your life, because Krishna becomes attracted to this. He likes it. Therefore, this type of exchange is very important, and I request you really to help each other. And it's quite simple. I found out you really need to have the right questions. You know, when did a devotee help you when you were in a turning point in your life? You have to have the right questions, and then talk frankly about it, and Krishna becomes attracted. It's quite simple, but it does work. So let's go on. I wanted to now go to the third point which we had. What do sadhus do? Remember, we read from Krishna's description about the activities of the sadhu. Maybe we can even open the windows a little bit more. Are you alive or do you need some bodily exercise? It's all right when we talk, isn't it? Yes, I think so. Krishna says that the devotees usually are absorbed in remembering him, and they have made their lives dependent on Krishna, almost like fishes who are dependent on water. Oh, that is a good idea. Oh, ooh. Yes. And when they speak about Krishna's pastimes, and they speak about Krishna's affection for his devotees. I find out when you talk about Krishna, speak about how Krishna is affectionate to the devotees, and devotees like to hear that. They listen to you very nicely. When the devotees speak about Krishna, they enjoy it just like young boys enjoy the smiling glances of a young girl. You know, when young boys and girls sit together and they smile at each other, they enjoy that very much. So devotees like to sit together and talk about Krishna. I would like to tell you a story about Krishna, which I like very much. See, Krishna chants, Krishna also chants holy names. Which holy name does Krishna chant? Radhe, Radha, Radha, Radha. Yes, but there is a problem. He cannot be seen by others, because he wants to keep his love to Radharani as a personal thing which should not be publicly known. So every morning, Mother Yashoda who wants that something good comes out of Krishna, sends little Krishna into the temple room and asked him to do japa of Narayan. Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. And Krishna knows, I have the most sublime qualities in all of creation and beyond. But there's one person who has more and better qualities than me. That is, you know everything. That's Radha. So I don't want to chant the name of Narayan because even I have more qualities, better qualities than Narayan. But I want to chant the name of the person who has the best spiritual qualities, Radharani. But if everyone sees me doing this, how can I do this? So he thinks, and because he's Krishna, he gets a Krishna idea. He calls in the name of the parrots, and he puts his finger like this, and he calls in a little later a baby parrot lands on the finger, and he says, "O best of the baby parrots, can you do me a favor, please? Sing this praise of Narayan." And he then says the Narayan mantra, and the parrot goes, "Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya." And then he chants just very slowly, but the sound is of Narayan. The mother Yashoda looks in the room. Oh, and she sees Krishna with a black blanket over, so that no one sees him doing his special japa. Then Krishna thinks, "Oh no, mother always looks if I'm doing my japa correctly." And if she finds out that I'm singing the names of Radha, I'm in trouble. So he again calls, when Mother Yashoda is out, the baby parrot, and says, "Baby parrot, just chant this." And he gives him a verse about Narayan, which starts with Dara Dara. But because the baby parrot is a baby parrot and cannot remember everything, he ends up only with chanting Dara 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 Dara. And you know, Dara Dara turns into, when you take the syllable Da and Ra and you change it, then it's Radha Radha Radha. So he says the parrot, "Do this," and the parrot goes da 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 da. "God, God, God, keep this on," and Krishna is all blissful. And Mother Yashoda looks, "Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya." "Good, good, good." And Krishna Yashoda goes out, "Da da 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 da." And he has his ways. He is Krishna. So Krishna knows how to. He is called Daksha. Daksha means the most expert. Most expert. So I told you a story of Krishna which I like very much, how Krishna is expert. I now will ask something very difficult from you. I will ask you to turn to your neighbor and tell your favorite story about Krishna to your neighbor. Wait a minute. Now the neighbor has to listen to you and give you a rating. A rating from 1 to 6. Are you real in what you say? Is the subject matter of Krishna living in you? Do you sometimes think of Krishna? Or is Krishna, after so many years, still a theoretical concept for you? Huh? You will talk now your Krishna Katha to your neighbor, And you, maybe you have to think, what is your favorite pastor? It is, by the way, not allowed to call a baby parrot who talks for you. This would not be good. You have to tell about something about Krishna. Because remember, our goal here is we want to learn sadhu sangha. That's what we do. We have now learned what? To reveal our mind. You know everything. And to, you know, we have done this, at least we have done this as an exercise. I hope you do it outside of this retreat. But now we will have to talk about Krishna. Because, my dear devotees, that is what devotees do. They don't talk about cars and new iPhones how do these foolish things function? You know, and how do I solve this problem with the ship card? You know, they talk about Krishna. There must be something. Maybe you don't want to talk about the pastime of Krishna because you feel that's too high for me. Maybe you want to talk about some special quality about Krishna. Talk about something which lives in you and share it with your neighbor. Learn this. Give it your best. Even if it is a little artificial, because we are sitting in a seminar and I will make a sign. Okay, start now. Oops. You know. But try it. Make an experience. See how it goes. Even if it doesn't go well for you, no problem. Then you know next time it will be better. Ja, nächstes Mal wird's besser. Genau, Mangala. Sehr gut, hast du das übersetzt. Ja. So, those of us who are not so, have not heard so much about Krishna, talk about God to your neighbor. Talk about how Krishna came in your life. You know, talk about, convince your neighbor that you are also at wanting to become a devotee or are a devotee. And the neighbor has to look at you. But don't make it difficult, like, you know. Or like yesterday, I remember one of our driver G's drove and the lane and the autobahn became this small and we had to overcome a truck. And I went like, because you know these situations. And the drivers turned to me and said, verunsichere mich nicht. Don't make me feel totally insecure. You know, what should I do? I'm so afraid that our car will bump into the truck. So that is not how you should listen. Encourage your neighbor, you know, that he feels or she feels encouraged to talk about Krishna. Give it your best, because remember, this is a workshop where we try now to do sadhu sangha. You were asking a question, yeah? It is absolutely possible to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. Or Matsya Avatar. I mean, any form of the Lord. Any form of the Lord. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. I'm sorry, I'm joking sometimes. And really this time, you have to see. Please build your pair. Who is partner A? Partner E. Du bist A und Patrick, wer bist du? B, ja, gut, ja. So, okay. Partner B goes first. and wait a minute. Partner A now has to just listen. And you know, you have to really maybe you want to think what you will talk, and it should sound convincing that you are actually talking about Krishna, something which you like about Krishna. Ekantas evita. I know it's this is a difficult one. You will make it. Don't worry. Okay, please start now. Hare Krishna. It's very nice that you don't want to stop. Please don't stop. I think this is crucial in our lives. If we would start to talk more about Krishna, we would think more about Krishna. If we think more about Krishna, we would talk more about Krishna. And if we talk more about Krishna, we would think more about Krishna. And when we would think more about Krishna, we would always remember Krishna and never forget him. It really goes like this. It's so important what type of sound vibration you put into your life. It's so important what type of sound vibration you put in your life. It will decide what your life will be. I think our lives are somewhat a little bit like a bus station. New arrivals come, that means new events happen, new people, new challenges in our lives, new gifts into our lives. And in our lives we are also sending signals to other people, making contributions to other people. It is really important what type of sound vibration you make, because that will decide what you send out and what you receive, what you attract also, who comes and how they come into your life. I would like to tell you something which is very interesting. I have been three times to New York and visited the, I forgot exactly how it is, maybe some American person could, it's the Central Bus Station in New York. What was the name of it again? Central Bus Station. No? That's... buses always arrive there and buses go. So in New York, the bus station authorities had a problem. The problem was that there were so many homeless people living there and drinking there and quarreling there. They are called in New York bums. In Deutsch sagt man, in Australien sagt, in Österreich sagt man Sandler dazu, in Norddeutschland sagt man Penner dazu. Ne? I think you, and they usually, because they are poor, they have no money, they drink all the time, and they need money, they steal and so on. So, it was full with these people, and the New York bus station authorities thought, how do we get these people out of the bus station? Because we don't want to make such an impression to the people who arrive there that in New York you have to be afraid for your life because someone will steal all your money and engage in a fight with you. And so on. So they tried everything to get these people out of the bus station. They built new houses, cheap houses, but the people liked it so much in the bus station, they can spread their sleeping bag very comfortably and lie on the sleeping bag and then beg for money and drink and meet their people. It's one huge party for them the whole day. They got the police finally when nothing worked. They took, how do you say, Wasserwerfer, you know, these water cannons, and washed them all out. But they came back. Finally, one clever person said, let's play classical music. Because that creates, I mean, I don't know if he was a devotee, but that creates a sattvic atmosphere, you know, not a rajasic or tamasic atmosphere. So they played Beethoven. Oh, the bums went, stop, rock and roll, hard rock, crash metal, not this, this is not music, you know, but the Mozart continued and so on. And finally, it became just so intolerable for them that one by one they pulled their sleeping bag behind them and went somewhere else, and the bus station was now free. Your life is like a bus station. If you speak about Krishna, if you chant Krishna, you will create such an atmosphere in your life and in the life of others that all the nonsense will go out. Radha Kripa, try it. Try it. All the unpleasant things go out. You have to learn to become a devotee. So Gaurahari thought this is the best point in the seminar, and he wanted to ask questions because it's so relevant for the life, you said. Yes. So if we will now have a short question and answer session on this subject matter. You can ask your question, and then we will do something. We will do the most powerful devotional practice you can do with sadhus, with devotees. We will do that very soon. So it's a surprise. Who has a question on this? Gaurahari has a question. Yes. Yes.
I was just this morning in the lecture, everything about this sadhu sangha, and I just thought in the beginning of our spiritual life, we see all the Vaishnava as pure devotees. And we are super humble at all our events. And as we are progressing in devotional life, we tend to see Vaishnavas normal people, and we see them with faults, and sometimes we come even to the point of thinking that nobody is really a fancy around me, I'm the only one. So when devotees come to that point of thinking they are not inspiring Vaishnavas around them, what to do to get the Sangha? Is it just a problem of the person? Is it maybe how to deal for the devotee in that situation?
It's now I really have to excuse myself. I thought you were wanting to ask a question on speaking about Krishna in the association of devotees, but I now understand your question is much broader, and I have to correct myself. I my comments were not appropriate. So here, yes. Gaurahari, and do you know what Gaurahari is saying? In the beginning, everyone looks like a saint, and after some time, everyone looks like a sinner, and you're the only saint, you know, left by false ego. Hare Krishna. No. See, in our spiritual life is a journey with different stations. Station A, station B, station C. In the first beginning of our spiritual life, we have only one need. We just come from the material life and we only want to know spiritual things. And anyone who is talking now to us knows more, anyone of the devotees who's talking to us knows more than us about spiritual life. And therefore, we get a lot from every devotee. We get so much. They just need to say, be a vegetarian. We go, wow, thank you. You know, and, that's a good point, you know, to not kill other living entities. And we become enthusiastic. But as we grow older, we have different needs. We may want to know more about Krishna's personal qualities, you know. And at that time, as we grow older, we need to get this type of information. Hare Krishna! Bal Govinda! Bal herein! Spaziert. So then we need to know where we can fulfill these needs. We may not be able to get these needs fulfilled from people who just entered the movement. We may not have this need fulfilled by some of our peers, that is the same, the devotees who entered at the same time. So we need to fulfill this need to get the information which we require to go forward. This is the first part of the answer. The second part of the answer is you have to know what you want from devotees. Do you only need really new informations? Is this the only thing you require? I personally think you need to have an example. You need to see devotees who are absorbed in Krishna, who are, and I have seen young devotees giving me that, you know. I think some devotees enter the movement for Krishna consciousness with only a head and no heart. And they only want head knowledge, more information, more information, more information. Sometimes you can get a lot of inspiration from a serious practitioner who's dedicated to a sadhana to achieve the Lord. Sometimes we can get so much inspiration. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he showed this. There was once a devotee, there was once a scholar from the from one university, Benares University Hindu University in Benares. So he came with a complicated question. The question was, how can the senses of the living entity, which are material, ever grasp and understand the totally transcendental Lord? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, go to the gardener and ask him this question. He didn't want to answer the question, although he's very philosophically strong. So the gardener was called Ramdas. It was Ramdas the gardener. And this gardener would grow for the ashram pumpkins, cucumbers, zucchini, eggplants, everything. And the scholar came to him and said, I have been sent here with a difficult question. I don't think you can answer this. How can the living entity ever grasp God? He has only material mind and material senses. God is totally spiritual. How can he fit into the understanding of a materialist, a materially conditioned person? Ramda said, very simple. You just put water on the aubergines. Aubergines and pumpkin. That is not an answer, said the scholar. No, said Ramdas. Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Krayam Indriyai. And he quoted the Sanskrit verse which says, you can never understand God with your material senses. Prabhupada said, your mind can't think of Krishna, your tongue can't chant Krishna. It doesn't work, you know, it's too material. But the verse says, Sevanmukhe hi jivado svayameva spuratyada. Krishna appears on his own free will on the tongue of someone who chants his holy name in a mood of rendering service. And that's why I serve. I chant all day Hare Krishna, he said, Ram Das, and I water the aubergines so that the ashram people can get good aubergine shabji. You know, aubergine, what is it? Eggplant sabjis and cucumber. So that arrogant scholar could understand by service and by if someone who does service chants the holy name of the Lord, then he doesn't grasp Krishna, but Krishna comes and descends on his tongue. So, in answer, when you see a devotee, a simple devotee, doing service and having some realizations in his life, that is sometimes more valuable than new informations. Sometimes that's more valuable. I have talked to one devotee who told me when she goes to Vrindavan and sees these simple widows, Hare Krishna, 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 she feels, wow, they know more than me. Don't we sometimes feel this when we see the simple devotees maybe doing jaru seva, sweeping the streets so that the devotees' feet can walk there? We know this devotee is better. Don't just look only for new informations. Although, as you progress, you have also this need. Look for an example. And wherever you find this example of devotion, there you should worship that devotee. As a simple devotee, it can be a simple devotee. And there are many, many scriptures who describe the glories of even very simple devotees who have satisfied Krishna. I think we need to really look very hard on our value scale, our judgment scale. Who is valuable and who is not valuable? The one who knows a few parrot-like verses, is he valuable? Or I think he can give us knowledge which we know, but is that really the only value? There are many values to look for. I sometimes think when I see a devotee who is extremely intelligent and extremely, he could do everything in his life, but who becomes a simple devotee in the Brahmachari ashram, I think, wow, what an example. He gives up that arrogance of being an intelligent person for humble service, you know. You should know what you look for. Sometimes the people say, our devotees, they have told to Prabhupada, your devotees are not very sensitive. And Prabhupada had answered, well, that may be true, they are new. Gaurahari, please listen. They are new, but they have given up everything to surrender to Krishna. That makes them valuable. That's another value, for instance. The Hare Krishnas are very unsensitive people. In my understanding, you can see how offensive I am. But I know they have given up everything for Krishna. That makes them much, much more valuable than Uncle Uwe. I have an uncle who is extremely sensitive and intelligent and everything. You know, they have given up Maya. Pooh! Simple devotee who gives up Maya. My God, I am still in Maya. you know, but the simple devotee has given up. This you can see like that. You have to see what you value. But this doesn't mean that the other need which you develop, that is more information, should not be satisfied. But that need can be satisfied easily by different speakers, different CDs, different this and that. I like to talk more on this because it's so important. But really, you need, when you stay with devotees, you need to know what you're looking for. I remember there was one god brother of mine who criticized Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada cannot be perfect. He uses glasses. He has no perfect eyes. If you are an optician, you are right. If the world for you is perfect, if someone can see perfect, I mean, if another person is perfect, if he can see without glasses, you are right. But is that the only standard? Is this what we look for in a pure devotee? Prabhupada then was asked by Jayadvaita Swami, Prabhupada, sometimes devotees say you are not perfect because you wear glasses. Your eyes are not working. Prabhupada said, when we look at a devotee, we should learn to see what is important. And he said, his devotion to Krishna. That is the deciding factor. Is someone devoted to Krishna? Has he done something for Krishna? Is he giving up something for Krishna? Because this person who is devoted to Krishna is most dear. You can't impress Krishna with material qualifications, but only with devotion. But of course, if you meet a devotee who's young in devotion, then you try to help them to develop more devotion. Krishna, time runs by so fast in this workshop. We are already at the end. Finished. We have 10 more minutes. Rangini goes, oh. But we do one last exercise. See, the best activity you can do together with devotees is sit down with them and sing the holy name. But in a certain way, listen, don't say, oh, yeah. Yes, this is Sachinanda Swami, always Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. There is a reason, and this reason will inform you how you should chant, because many of you are not yet chanting in Kirtan. There is something which we call group petition. Is the most powerful form to please the Lord. And for that you need a group. See, when there was a problem in the universe, Lord Brahma came with couldn't solve the problem any longer and needed divine intervention. So he went to the place where the Lord is within the universe. It's the wide island or Svetadvip. It's a certain place in this universe. But he didn't go alone. Because he knew, if I pray alone, the Lord will hear it. But if we pray together as a group, the Lord will hear it more and follow our request. So he went with 33,000 chanters. It was a Maha Kirtan Mela. All the devatas to the bank of the ocean, and they all pointed their attention towards the Lord who was resting in Svetadvip, and they began to chant together the Purusha Shukta hymn. This is a hymn glorifying the Lord. And when the Lord heard his devotees praying together, then he came and said, yes, I will appear. I will appear, and you should also appear and help me. We will take care of this problem on planet Earth together. Guru petition is so important. And there is a very nice verse about it, which I will chant for you. It is spoken by the Lord. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Varam Vinirvam Bhatram Vo Yujam Me Nripanandana Sohadena Pritak Dharmas Tushtoham Suridenava Tushtoham Suridenava. My dear devotees, Krishna speaks, I'm very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. All of you do this. I must tell you, I'm so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now, please ask a benediction from me. Lord says here, I'm so happy that you have unity amongst yourself. The friendly relationships among you are very important to me. I can see you are all doing devotional service. I want to bless you now. And Prabhupada here gives a wonderful purport. I will read you part of it. Since the sons of King Prachinabahishad were all united in Krishna consciousness, they were all united in Krishna consciousness. The Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one was an individual soul, but they were united together in offering transcendental service to the Lord. And now comes a typical Prabhupada sentence. It's very deep. You have to really listen carefully. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Lord or rendering service to the Lord, that is real unity. And then Prabhupada says, in the material world, this unity is simply not possible. People quarrel because of differences. And he says, the difference between a material society, Sebastian, and a spiritual society, the difference between materials and spiritual society is, in spiritual society, you overcome the differences by uniting in service to Krishna. This, by the way, is also the only possibility to save your different relationships. You need to put Krishna in the center, serve Krishna together, and then experience deep unity. Hare Krishna. And we will do this now. What we will do is we will sing now together kirtan, but we will do this to please Krishna. We have these wonderful deities here. And my orchestra is also there. It's very important that when we do these exercises, you are there with us. Maybe next time I make a pause so that everyone can use the bathroom. My request to you now is, my request to you is now to please sit properly. And to raise your arms. You have to sum up, and then you have to bring it back. It's only a wake-up exercise, because Sebastian fell asleep, and he usually never sleeps. So there's a little tired atmosphere in the room. Now imagine your best friend, whom you can trust 100%, maybe your brother or your sister, takes your hands and bends you back. Oh, it opens, the idea is to open your chest. My God, it's so open as a universe. I can feel my sacred space. Don't, under no circumstances, let your hands come down, because if you do it now, your arms will fall off. Rasamudi, Ellbogen durchdrücken. Yes, good. A little bit higher, Nandarani. Yes, like this. Balgovinda, Ellbogen durch. Yes. Oh, Bhagavatama. Du siehst aus wie der Gekreuzigste. I'm sorry. This is not a good joke. I'm very sorry. I should not. I'm really sorry, Bhagavatama, and all the Christian community. It was. Keine Friert, Ellbogen durchdrücken. Das ist ganz wichtig. Es muss richtig Elektrizität geben. Ja, now you bring your arms up high. Then you take your hands together and turn them around like this. You have to now touch the ceiling. Go to hurry, 2 more meters. And now back with Nandarani Priya. Touch the wall behind you. Good. And always durchdrücken, huh? Oh my God. This is. And now deep breathing. You will see in 5 minutes you are free. I'm joking. Now please, on an exhale, let your arms float down. Be very careful that they don't fall on the ground and you have to collect them. Same melody like we always sing. Little higher. Yes. So I request you now to take a moment. We are ending now this workshop with a group petition. We are all turning to Krishna as a group. We want to please him. And we want to ask him for something. In the scriptures, it has been said that when a devotee goes before God, he asks him for devotional service. There's a shloka, a verse which goes like this, which I will speak to you in a moment. So please try to be in a group consciousness and please Krishna with your singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. dear Lord, for so many long years in this material world, I have forgotten you. But today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Please, please do accept me. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We want to connect really, and to help you connect, it's good if you really think you are singing this to Krishna and not singing. You're singing this to Krishna. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna. So this was our workshop on Vaishnava Sangha or Sadhu Sangha. We started out with a very nice prayer, a prayer which helps us to take shelter at devotees. It's a powerful prayer. Please take it home with you. It will help you to avoid Vaishnava apparats and you will become free of Vaishnava apparats if you learn to pray it. We had a wonderful movie of Srila Prabhupada where we could see how it actually worked, how bhakti comes from the bhakta only. And then we practiced ourselves two of the six forms of devotional exchange. Remember, we spoke about when a sadhu came to help us when we were in trouble, or when a sadhu came and helped us at a turning point in our lives. I really recommend that you take these questions home outside of the retreat and start to engage in conversations with other people, friends maybe, or you can ask them, how did you become interested in spiritual life? And boom, you will hear how the person connects with his deepest feelings and then talks about what is valuable. We further talked on some activities of the sadhus, that is, they think about Krishna and talk about Krishna, and we did a little exercise on talking on Krishna. How well did it go? Was it all right? You are not as bad as you thought, maybe. you can try this more. And at the end, we thought a little bit about group petition. Remember my little story about the New York, it's now I, what? Grand Central Station. You know everything about New York. Grand Central Station. Remember how the vibration which you put in your life really makes a whole difference. That was an amazing.